It's got a proud Jewish heritage, the ultimate example of suburban white privilege, and Friday night phone funnies.
But I found this cool article. I'm trying to bring it up, where this rabbi, who is her great grandfather's brother, was like, he was trying to sell. He was a rabbi, and he was selling wine, like sacramental wine, during Prohibition.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I got to find this.
But it was like clearly he was doing shady.
He was brought into court. It was a New York Times article.
You sent that article.
I did.
Yeah, that was good.
I'm trying to find it again. I emailed it to myself, so I just need to go through it real
quick. How about this? You look for the article
about
the shady sacramental wine, and I will dial up. I'll see if I can dial up Michael T. Reed.
Sounds good.
And see what happens.
We're going to get Mike's message machine.
I found it for after the call.
All right.
We'll wait till after the call.
Let's do it.
Bakra.
We'll see if he answers. And if he doesn't, we'll get Mike's message machine.
When he answers, can we say, like, what's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What year was that?
It was like the 90s, right?
2000.
Well, in Ant-Man 2.
Pre-September 11th.
Have you seen Ant-Man 2? They make a big joke of that in Ant-Man 2.
No, I haven't seen
it. Oh, it's actually pretty funny. Yeah.
I look forward to seeing it at some point.
The guy...
This is Mike's message machine. Leave a message.
I think we should call Will Mitchell.
What's up?
You're waiting for the beep. Here's
hello,
the beep.
Hello, Michael Reed. This is Joe Boo. How are you tonight? Jesse's laughing.
You're fired.
Suck my dick, man. No matter what you do, Mike.
He's not actually going to listen to the message.
I love you, Mike.
Yeah, Mike doesn't. ooh, pardon me.
Love you, Mike. Don't suck my dick,
Mark. Mark.
Whatever you do, do not suck my dick.
Mike
yeah.
does not generally listen to messages.
He
also doesn't leave messages. He considers it rude.
Really?
Which is unfortunate because...
It's actually kind of not rude to leave a message because then you're just like, oh, I know what they wanted.
First of all, I think it's useful to leave a message if you have something to say.
Yeah.
Otherwise, text message. Like, if you call
it
somebody...
It is rude if you have nothing to say, if you just call... Yeah, I can see that.
If you call somebody... This is still recording on Mike's
phone. It's all on his machine.
If you call somebody and you don't have to use up a... leave a message.
Yeah.
But you ought to then text or something. You got to be like, I called.
Right. Is there a time limit on this?
I don't know. We'll find out.
But like, what if it just keeps going? Like, it's all, like we're
he'll never listen to it. But it's pointless.
Yeah, he's just going to press 7 past it. But I think you can record up to like 30 minutes because I got a message that...
The forgotten.
You know when somebody like butt dials you and you get like...
Yeah.
And it sucks because you can't quite hear the conversation. Yeah, and you can hear the voice. You're like, it's your friend's voice.
Help
and you're like... And they're talking, and you're like, God damn it, I wish I could hear the conversation, because I know they're probably talking shit about me or something.
I have been kidnapped.
Yeah, right. Or it could be that, too.
I'm in the trunk of a car. They hit me.
Or they're talking about some really intimate shit you're not supposed to know about, you know, and you're just like, I have that information now. But you can't hear it. So I listen to these messages for 10 minutes, and I'd be like, all right, I'm done with this.
Yeah. No, I don't know. But, like, if you... The not leaving a message thing is fine if you have another way to indicate. I think it's useful, because these days... People do not expect to get a phone call. They expect to get a text.
Throws people off.
It does, but...
I heard some girls like that. Like, if you meet them online, and you instead of just texting endlessly, if you actually call...
I don't know.
Some women dig that, but I don't know what women like, so...
I know Mike well, so I know that he's the type who wants to call. But
he's a caller.
Other people call me, and I think there's an emergency.
Yeah,
or
I think somebody died.
Yeah, something terrible has happened.
Yeah, like, if Henry called me right now, I'd be like, fuck, something, you know, did mom
when
just
you guys,
keel over?
When you guys were texting me and I was driving over here, I was like, I should just call up Patrick and be like, yeah, I'm out of my... And I was like, no, wait, that's going to freak him out. Like,
yeah, we'd be like
I'm not going to do that. I'll just figure out a way to text and drive. But
it
like,
can be freaky. But the other thing is about the voicemail is a lot of phones like mine, and frankly, I think most people's these days, if you get a voicemail message, it transcribes it and then sends you a text.
Oh, yeah. So this would be the weirdest transcription ever.
But, yeah, except he's not going to have that,
yeah,
and he's
no.
not going to listen to this.
Those are cool.
He has a phone from like 12 years ago.
I think mine transcribes it, but I don't. I think it has that option, but I don't use it or something.
I use it. Yeah.
Yeah. I would.
I mean, I don't.
On my old phone, I did, but not on this one. I don't know. Because I never get voicemail, so I never even set it up because I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Maybe you just never gotten a voicemail.
I never get a voicemail. If I was like married and I had like kids, and you know, the wife would call, and I would want it, but or if I had a job where people might call, but you know.
I get voicemails.
You do? Yeah. No, I mean
people from work call me.
Really? Well, you're a special.
Or sometimes Natalie will leave a message.
Yeah, you got a wife.
Or
yeah,
Mike.
You got a wife
and a husband.
You got a wife.
Actually, you got a wife.
Not Mike, actually.
Mike doesn't generally leave messages.
Did I leave a message when we were trying to get on the phone for buying the tickets to England? Did I leave you a message when we couldn't get through?
No.
I didn't. Okay, because I couldn't remember. I think we should hang up
you
on.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record.
Well, there you go.
Oh well.
To send your message. Press 1. We'll
send it with urgency.
Time. To listen to your message, press 2.
Maybe we should listen to it.
To re-record, press
listen
3.
Listen to it. Listen
no,
to
no,
it.
No, let's just send it.
Press 4. To cancel. Message sent.
I pushed one.
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
I wanted to mark it urgent. Have you ever gotten a message marked urgent? Message marked urgent.
Message marked urgent.
Yeah.
Okay, Jimmy just sent, he sent, where is he?
Yeah, call Jimmy. He'd be perfect to be on the podcast. We need some
all right.
Jimmy action.
I will dial his bone.
And if we can't get him, we should try Will Mitchell. And if we can't get Will Mitchell, we should try Megan Mitchell. Yeah. No, I'm serious. We should call. I've got their numbers. So in the 90s, there was this thing called IRC where you could go into different chat rooms and chat with people. And
I remember hearing of this.
That's what I did at GMU, basically, is I talked in IRC with like Patrick when he was down at Virginia Tech. I had a chat room with him, and I had a chat room with my friends from TC who were down at Virginia Tech. And it was just, and then there were a bunch of other people in the chat that
they're
I didn't know who the
really,
fuck they were.
They're not really your friends.
But yeah, I have no friends.
I didn't say that.
That's exactly what you said. And you hurt me, man. You called me a big, dumb homo. And I find that offensive. You are homophobic.
Hello, you have reached Jimmy's phone. Leave a message.
Wow. It's all different.
Hey Jimmy, what's up? It's Dan Johnson. There's an emergency. Jesse caught his cock in an elevator door.
Oh my god.
And the elevator kept going up and his dick was so big that it stopped the elevator. And so he's stuck in the elevator with his dick, you know, coming through the door. It's fucking crazy.
It's an emergency.
It's an emergency, Jimmy. It's an emergency. He's got his dick caught in the microwave. I don't know where microwave came from. Elevator is what I meant to say. I'm an idiot. Microwave. I guess microwaves and elevators are similar. They both have like a door. You know, not really.
Well, the issue is with the microwave is if your dick is stuck in the microwave, it's already... I mean,
you're good. It's not. You can't start the microwave.
Well, I think you already have a problem.
Well, yeah, but like you. But
the problem is like the microwave makes you think that the problem is the turning the microwave on.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's like your penis is already mostly severed.
Yeah,
because it's been.
And if it's full severed, the microwave would start and make your penis into a sausage, like cooked sausage.
Yeah, or like a.
But it will turn into a sausage.
Oh, and then your mom will come in the room. Like you'll be off. Like you'll be in shock. Like passed out in the other room. Like trying to call 911. And your mom will come in and say, "Oh, this looks like a nice sausage. I'd like to eat this."
It would be but a crude mockery of a sausage, is
that? Right. It'd be a tiny little sausage for me. You know, for all of us. I think
a tiny little.
I got a big sausage for you.
Like when,
I got a big Johnson and a big sausage.
You saw Game of Thrones.
I'm trying to relate to the common man, like you know Howard Stern does. Says I have a small penis, just like you guys, but it's really gigantic. What's up?
You saw Game of Thrones, right? When
Reek?
Like Ramsay Snow was like eating that sausage in front of like.
And you don't know if it's his dick or not.
And he's all just kind of looking, and then he's like, "No."
I still think that guy didn't get a painful enough death. Because I know, like, he, you know, the dogs ate him or whatever. I still think he deserved worse than that. I feel like that was kind.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, it was like, it's a shitty way to go, you know?
Yeah, that guy's, like, you know, one of the worst people in the story. Like,
yeah, I mean, he should have had his nuts chewed.
If not, like...
I mean, unless, like, the dog started chewing his nuts...
It did, like, eat his face off. That was pretty cool.
I know, it was bad, but it wasn't... I mean, that's how bad this guy was. It's like that... It was atrocious. I mean, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, how he died. Oh, I'm sorry, Jesse, were you going to say something?
I was saying he's, like, the worst... One of the worst guys in the story.
I think he is
like,
the worst.
If not the worst.
I can't think of anybody in the story... Because he's a totally... There's nothing redeeming about him. Because a lot of people on that show do bad things, but then there's like something redeeming, you know, like the dog. He's the ultimate example of that. He's actually a good guy. He's just, but he's very, very violent,
and like,
right?
And Joffrey is pretty terrible, but he's like he's really stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Goodbye.
Oh, that was Jimmy's thing. I thought that was like one of Patrick's.
No, that was Jimmy's phone. Goodbye.
But like the bastard of Bolton is all like, you know, smart and evil and shit.
Yeah. Oh, I found that newspaper article. So this guy, I hope I'm related to him through my mother's side. I took the ancestry DNA test, and I'm, you know, mostly English, Scottish, German.
Pretty good so far. What happens next?
And then Swiss. I'm a big part of me is Swiss, and you know, all that. Basically, the boring white guy. But then there's the 9%. European Jewish, which I think is the most fascinating part of the ancestry.
It is, yeah.
Because, you know, it's the only intro. I'm like, well,
I wasn't expecting that one.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then my mom's dad was adopted, and she took the test, and she's 22% European Jewish. So it suggests that one of her father's parents were Jewish. But we don't know who they were because he was adopted. And we just don't know anything other than his birth name was Bachrach. And I found this article there's a woman that I matched with on DNA, our DNA, and she's, you know, 99.999% Jewish, she says. So she's like, the only way that we're related is if you're part Jew. And I'm like, well, I think I am part Jew. And she's like, all right, that's good.
Can you get like Israeli citizenship or something?
No, I don't think so. But anyway, like in her family tree, she's got the name Bachrach, which was my mother's father's birth name before he was adopted. And I found this. It says Rabbi held in liquor conspiracy. June 27th, 1922, Providence, June 26th, charged with conspiracy with three men to sell sacramental wines for beverage purposes. Rabbi H. David Bachrach, head of 40 congregations in Rhode Island today, was filled for the federal grand jury after pleading not guilty. He was arraigned before the United States District Judge.
And I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Exactly. I hope that I'm related to this guy. And this was from the New York Times, 1922. So, and then I was looking at her family tree, and this was one of the guys on her tree.
Rhode Island.
Yeah. That, well, he was, you know, and she lives in New Jersey. Anyway, it's hard. It's because apparently this guy had like 12 kids, and like he was one of 12. You know what I mean? Like, it's just hard. I need to go through it, but I really hope I'm related to that guy because that would be cool. So,
I bet you are.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know anything about it, but
I wish I was part Jewish.
It's kind of cool, you know, like Seinfeld.
Or just fully Jewish.
Or like Woody Allen. There's a lot of cool Jews. Who are some other cool Jews?
Today's segment, name a few cool Jews.
Yeah. Todd Mahler.
What's that?
Mahler.
Okay.
Mahler, the artist?
The composer.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, the thing is about Mahler is in German, that means somebody who draws.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's a musician.
No, man. So I find it fascinating. But it's also like,
do you fetishize your Jewish ancestry?
No. But I just find it fascinating. Like, how would it work? Like, he was born in New York City in 1923. Born Harry Bachrach, right?
Can you tell Jewish jokes now?
Can
you just tell jokes better?
Maybe. I don't know. But, like, what I'm trying to figure out is, like, so there's this guy who's one of his parents was Jewish. And he was adopted. So we don't know if, like, that was his mother's name or his father's name. It was his mother's name or was it his father's name? We don't know. We're trying to figure this out.
What kind of Jew was he? Was he mother Jew?
Because we know that the surname was Bachrach. So what was the, was it the mother's name?
Yeah, but he was put up for adoption. Was he, was the last name, a bastard name?
We don't know.
Probably the mother's name.
You know, we can
that's,
call
we don't
up,
know. I don't
high
know.
High probability who do it we was know? The mother's name.
So, like, that's the thing. Like, who was the, that's what I find
who
so fascinating.
Who do we know that's the most Jewish? We can call up Rebecca.
Rebecca would know.
She's we could call up Rebecca.
Different time zone.
Well, I think Rebecca said she sensed some Jew in me.
It's the same.
When?
Back in the 90s, she was like, there's something, you're mostly evil, but
there's something about this guy.
There's about 5 to 10% that is acceptable in this motherfucker.
That's not what Rebecca sounds like.
It's that's what she should sound like.
I thought that's what Rebecca said.
It is what Rebecca sounds like.
Hi, I'm Rebecca. I'm a...
Harvey kind of sounds like that.
Yeah, well, yeah. He,
that's her
no,
dad.
Yeah, you know, yeah. He does. He does.
Yeah, Harvey was cool because I would ask him about history, but then he'd get really detailed about it. I was like, so...
well, he's a genius of a man.
He is. He's a brilliant guy. But he was like, first of all, what you got to do is read the works of so-and-so. You know, and I'm like, I just want to get a general history, you know? And he's like, nope, you got to start here with the society of whatever. You know, I mean, like, I was just asking about, like, the history of New York City or something. And he just gave me really deep... And I kind of tuned out because I was, like, a 17-year-old kid... who was mildly interested in the subject, but I wasn't trying to, like, write a dissertation.
I'm just mildly interested in the subject.
Well, I was interested in it because I thought it was cool, but anyway.
He was talking about this class that he taught. I guess it was, like a college class.
Yeah.
And he was saying how, like, the highest grade in the class was, like a C or, like, a D.
All right, this guy's awesome. And he was, he's one of those guys.
Just like, you know, I had to, like... you know, like adjust the
so
grade.
Like the D plus is really an A in any other an A plus in any other class.
And he was like, I don't get it. Like
that's the one thing.
It didn't seem that hard to me.
It is weird, like because whenever it, down at it is
kind of crazy ass physics class that only he got.
Well, that's the thing. There was a guy at UVA who was a physics tutor at Nova. He was, you know, I transferred from Nova to UVA, and he was at he was doing physics. At Nova, he was the tutor. Everybody knew him. He was the genius of the school or whatever. Gets down to UVA, and he gets, like, a D in his first class. And he's like, holy shit, they're kicking my ass. Mm-hmm. And it was like, he was, like, had to go from being, like, you know, like, knowing everything that the teacher knew to, like, being, like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. It's apparently, like, really hard. And he's like, I'm learning a lot, and it's amazing, but it's, like, my ego is being killed right now. You know?
That's what you get, man.
Yeah. See, but, like, in history, it was, like... I swear, like a B in my history class would have been an A, I think, at any other school because you got to—they bust your balls down there.
Where now?
At UVA.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So it's like a B minus, you feel like a failure, but
they
a B minus.
All them Nazis down
there. Yeah. Oh, but no, there weren't. There were. I didn't see any Nazis when I was there.
No. They didn't go to school. Nazis don't go to college.
No. Yeah. There was a very liberal.
Then you, if you go to scene. College, like you just learn not to be a Nazi. Like,
yeah, that's true.
That's what college teaches you.
It teaches you not to be a Nazi.
So you can learn stuff, and then you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, didn't Obama say today that, like, it's like Nazis are bad? That shouldn't be controversial to say. Like your poem that you wrote, Nazis are bad. You remember that, Patrick?
Yeah, that was a good poem.
Yeah, it was. What did it go? It's like
it rings true today.
It's like Nazis are bad.
They are not rad.
They are not rad. You should be glad to say they're bad or something like that. It wasn't.
No, that would be more appropriate for today.
Oh.
Back then, we did not even dream that there would be people who would not readily denounce Nazis, except for maybe some sort of a troll style.
Yeah, in 10 years, are we going to be saying it shouldn't be okay to say child molestation is not okay? I mean, like, are we going to get to that point?
Oh, hey.
Wait, did you say that properly?
On a slightly different topic. UVA has it's got that Gary Gallagher guy, right?
Yeah,
is he a child molester?
Or is he retired yet?
I don't know. Well, he was there in 2009.
I mean, professors, college people don't really retire.
Well, the guy. Oh, I had this guy named Holt for
Mac Holt.
His name is Michael Holt, and he wrote like the definitive book on the Whig Party. Like if you buy the book on the Whigs, that's his.
Oh man!
So I took the coming of the.
I want to read that.
It's really interesting. And he's a brilliant guy.
Fuck the Whigs, man.
Like he specialized in basically 1830s, 40s, 50s politics. So he got really annoyed when people would only talk about, I don't know if he got annoyed, but he was, when people just talk about the 1860 election being like, this is what led to the Civil War. And he's like, no.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, he was like, people always focus on that. And I understand that because Lincoln.
It was a good, like, you know.
But there were like the he
70 years lead up to that.
The thing that was so disturbing about the class is that I always think about that class when I think about our current situation, because he was basically saying like the politicians didn't really give a shit about the stuff they were like ratcheting up their audience about. They were just trying to get reelected. You know what I mean? And eventually it got to a point where like it, you know, like.
Yeah, it's a lesson that is learned over and over again.
Yeah.
Or maybe not learned. Maybe that's not the best way to put it. But at a certain point, the rhetoric and everything gets so ridiculous that it causes problems. And there's some sort of resetting. It's not always resetting to a good thing, but it's a resetting where people are like, all right, things have to be like kind of chill for a while. Yeah. And then eventually it ratchets back up.
The Whigs only won two presidential elections.
And they both died.
They both died in office.
Yeah. What, it was 1840?
And they both had, like, you know, vice presidents that were that people weren't that enthusiastic about and that, like, didn't run again.
Tyler and Fillmore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, William Henry Harrison died after a month.
Tyler was sort of an interesting guy.
Like, Tyler was interesting.
Like, he joined the, like, he was the only president to, like, he was in, like, the Confederate, like, House of Representatives or something.
Yeah, he died in 1862 or something. But, you know, he has a living grandson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Who's,
yeah,
like, 100.
Yeah.
Because he was old as shit when he had a kid. And then
I don't even think he's that old. Like,
no.
Yeah, the grandson, I don't think, is 100.
He has two. Oh, I mean, I'm kind of exaggerating. But
he
I
was, like, 78 or something when he had his, like, last kid. 76, 77.
God.
Tyler was.
Yeah. And then his son. Yeah. Was 70.
Yeah, had late kids.
So that means that his son is like in 70s now. I mean, like, so a president of the United States in 1841 has a living grandkid. Yeah. Or two, I think. Has two living grandsons.
I have a living normal child.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are you doing,
Tesla
blowing
here?
Up a balloon? Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm impressed. Blow it up till it pops. Blow it up till it pops in your face.
You should fill it up with water.
Oh, she does that already.
Throw it at your brother.
Do you like water balloons, Tessa?
Exactly. That's what I was going
to
say.
Tessa, you like water balloons?
I beat you to it. So wait, today is Friday, September 7th, 2018.
Is it still?
A day that will live
in
infamy.
Absolutely. 11:26
Remember when George Bush was on, like, it was like September 17th? It was 1 year, but it was back in the 90s when he was president, and he was like, this is September 17th, the day that will live in infamy.
George H.W. decided that?
Yeah.
What was it for? Was he just being silly?
I think he was just reading a script that somebody, he just was reading a, like, a speech that had been written for him.
I don't remember that. What was the, I mean,
and,
was
and
it like the Panama invasion?
Everybody was like, he was just making a speech.
So it was, he wasn't even
he was somewhere and he was talking, you know.
It wasn't like the Berlin Wall falling could it have been like the invasion of Kuwait?
He was just talking in front of some people. That dude was always talking in front of people.
So it'd be like just
looking
saying,
all, you know, presidential and shit.
Yeah, it's like saying, like, September 13th, 1994, a day that will live in infamy.
But then he like, came back, and he was like, yeah, you know, like, I messed up.
Okay. Cause,
that's actually,
it'd be funny if he said
December,
it.
And, like, I was, you know, I was in that war and shit.
Like, it'd be funny if he said it, like, FDR. He's like, this is a day that will live in infamy.
No, he said it all super Bush style.
Remember when Bush had, like, In I think it was Japan, like, he choked on a carrot or something, or he threw up. Oh, he had food poisoning, and then, like,
they call that. I heard that they call that doing, like, it's called, like, doing a bush or something now.
Oh, really?
Well,
on SNL, like, they had Dana Carvey, like, doing that thing where he was just, like, repeatedly throwing. They were showing, like, the tape of him throwing up, like, just over and over again. And he was just all going, like,
poor George. Yeah, no. Then he. Like, what else happened with George? George H.W. Bush. Yeah.
Panama and the Gulf War.
Yeah. Oh, no. What I was going to say is, like, when that happened, when he threw up, the Secret Service agent jumped over the table, and I was like, what are you going to do? I mean, the guy's just puking. I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's somebody trying to choke him, then
Secret
you jump
Service
over the table.
Is dumb.
Well, I mean, I understand their main point is to protect this guy. I get that. But, like, I never understood. Like, when he threw up, wouldn't it be better just to leave the guy alone, let him get it out, or at least walk around calmly? You don't need to jump over the table like he's somebody's, you know, pulled a knife on him. Do you remember that video, though?
Read my lips.
I remember the video of him throwing up all over the table.
And I could remember wrong, but I remember the video, in the video, the Secret Service freaks out and jumps over the fucking table. And I'm just like, he's vomiting. Dark
moment. I mostly just remember the SNL skit where Dana Carvey was throwing up on the table.
That's good to remember. Era of conflict and cold. Yeah. George Dukakis.
We have before us the opportunity to
lost to that guy.
Dukakis.
Whoa. This is a long fucking message.
Bush
from
Dukakis actually would have been a very excellent
Bush
movie.
Supports the death penalty for first-degree murderers. Dukakis not only opposes the death penalty.
Okay, you got to see what.
To have weekend passes for
the transcript.
Yeah, there's apparently a transcript of our conversation. You got to read this.
Oh, man.
It's in their chat. It's like, hey, Janie, what's up? It's Dan Johnson. There's an emergency. Jesse Cotton's cock is in an elevator door. In the oh my god, and the elevator kept throwing up, and his dick was so big that it stopped in the elevator. And so we stuck in the elevator, was, you know, coming through the door. It's funny, crazy emergency. It's an emergency, Jimmy. It's an emergency. He's got his dick caught in the microwave. I don't know. Microwave came from elevators. Well, I'm an idiot of similar. Oh, man, this is fucking hilarious. This is fucking comedic gold. They both have, like, a door, you know? What's that? They both have, like, a door, you know? Not
says, I guess my quitters of similar.
Oh, I missed that part. I guess my quitters of similar.
I think you already have a problem.
They both have, like, a door, you know? Not really. The issue is with the microwaves. Is if you think it's stuck in the microwave, it's already, I mean, you're good. It's not you can't start the microwave. I think you already have a problem. Yeah, but, like, the problem is that, like, the microwave makes you think that the problem is the turning the microwave on. Yeah. You got to save this.
Yeah, there's not. It's like your penis is already mostly
sausage. Like cooked sausage. Or like it will turn into us and your mom will be coming through, but you'll be off, like, you'll be in shock, like passed out in the other room, like trying to call 911 of your mom and say, oh, this looks nice. Sausage would be better crude mockery of those sausages, right? It would be a tiny little for me, you know, all of us. I
got to Johnson in a big softball game.
I got a big sausage for you. I got to Johnson in a big softball game. Oh, I'm trying to relate to the common man, like, you know, Howard Stern does. I have a small penis like you guys, but really gigantic Game of Thrones, right? When, yeah, even, like, Ramsay Snow, yeah, he, like, eating that sausage in front of, like, and you don't know who the sick or not. And it's all just kind of looking, and then he's like, no. Yeah, I still think that guy didn't get a painful enough desk, because I know he, you know.
his desk was actually very well designed.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you know, the dogs ate them or whatever. I still think he deserved worse than that. I feel like that was like, oh, yeah. I mean, it was like, it's a shitty way to go, you know. Yeah, that goes like, you know, one of the worst people in the story. What have you got? I wonder what he thought reading this message.
It makes it sound really stupid.
I mean, he should have had his nuts and not like that. Like the dog started chewing his nuts. Oh, we got to, like,
this is stuff that came out of your mouth.
A lot of, well, this is all of us, but mainly me. That was pretty, we know it was bad. I mean, that's how bad this guy was. It was like that. It was a true. I mean,
it was a true.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't want to wish that on my worst enemy. Enemy, how he died. I'm sorry. Just, we're going to say something. I just saying he was like the worst one of the worst guys in the story. I think he is. Oh, man. This is fucking funny. It goes on. There's like a whole second segment. This is never ending. Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
There's a lot of people in that, you know, do bad things, but then there's like something redeeming, you know. Like the dog is the ultimate example that he's actually guys. If he's very violent, and because Dropper is pretty.
Oh, the dog?
Yeah.
Cocaine?
I'm George W. Bush.
this is how he talked, for real. Like, the way that, it's like a transcribed, that's what W. Bush was.
George
and,
W.
And Trump, they're like a transcribed voicemail. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
How are you?
Like, you get the idea, but you're like, this guy's a moron.
Yeah, it's like.
This guy was
no oration skills at all.
You have a rendezvous with destiny.
It was like that. It yeah. was. It was true. I mean, it wouldn't want to wish that on his enemy how he died. I'm sorry. Just, we're going to say something. Oh, so we already read that. Oh man, here's
in the White House.
Oh god, it's violent because he's Dropper is very terrible, but he's like, yeah, he's really stupid. Yeah, here's the transcript. So gay is what that's what Jimmy says. And he sent like a picture of I think this is Workaholics. It says, I don't want to be queer or nothing, but unicorns are kick-ass. All right. So I don't know if
that's... Oh, that's from Orgasmo.
Orgasmo?
Back to Texas since our trip to Africa, and you may recall we went through a park in Botswana.
You got to put the transcript of that phone call. You know what I mean? Like, if you post this, you've got to post the...
I can post it on the description.
Because it's great, because we've got the recording of us leaving the message, yes. And then later on...
People could analyze it very carefully.
I think most people will.
They will. They will. We'll have to actually include a transcript of the actual podcast conversation.
Let's get a real transcript.
Yeah. Yeah. An actual transcript.
Not a, like, trans...
And then...
Whatever.
Oh, it's funny. We should... Who else... You know, Will Mitchell would have, like, a modern phone, or... I'm all about calling the Mitchells, like Megan Mitchell or Will Mitchell.
The modern phone.
Well, you know, like, that it would have a transcript. I want somebody to get, like, one of these bizarre transcripts. You know, they're like, what the fuck is this? Because Jimmy probably says... That's probably par for the course with Jimmy. He sees, like, Patrick's, you know, left a message, like, oh, okay, it's a bunch of nonsensical, weird shit, you know?
We could leave a message on, like, Jesse's phone.
Well, but Jesse will know. Like, you got to get it for a person who's going to look at the phone and be like, oh, Patrick... What the fuck? You know?
What the fuck,
what the fuck is
who
this?
Else, who else is
there? See, Mike wouldn't be surprised by
Dan
it.
Dan Glaubitz?
Yeah, we could call Dan.
I think he's probably sleeping right now.
But yeah, so it won't.
So it'll go to his machine.
It'll go to his machine and we'll.
Okay, I mean.
We'll just give him a little talking to.
Sure. Want to do that? I'm down.
I moved to the microphone to cough.
Yeah, I know. He's been like talking off mic.
I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Good old Patrick.
Okay, I am going to dial. Dan.
Call him now.
Wait, which phone number is his? The 869 one, right?
He just killed a bug. Was that a fly?
It's the 869 number, right?
I think so. That's the one that I would call if I were going to call him.
I believe.
Hope
so.
We don't wake him up. We might be still awake. If he's up, we'll just talk to him.
You have to tell him we're recording.
We'll talk all over the
yeah,
place.
We're definitely telling him he's being taped.
We don't have to tell him that shit.
No, we're going to tell him.
Virginia is a two-party state. That's what happened to Linda Tripp. That's what tripped up Linda Tripp.
Ah, tripped her
she
up.
She was in Virginia. D.C. is not, by the way. D.C. is not. I don't. New York is a
That's
single
right,
party
yeah.
state.
Was California's a one party, right?
I think so. A yeah. lot of states are one party.
But what if you're calling? If you're calling from a one party to a two party, it becomes a two
Please
party
leave
automatically.
Your message for
Obviously.
Dan Glaubitz.
There's the beep.
Hey Dan, what's up? This is Dan Johnson, Jesse Knight, and Patrick Ireland. We are hanging out at Patrick's house, and we are chilling, and we are playing with the recording material. So this is being recorded not just on your answering machine, but on Patrick's computer as well.
Jerry.
Would you like to say something, Jesse? Oh, he's...
You're fired.
Okay, Jesse
that
doesn't...
That wasn't me. I didn't say that.
Jesse's being mean. Jesse's not... Patrick's making sounds. Like, I guess the key is, like, we called Jimmy's line earlier, and I'm sorry about this, Dan.
Sneezed.
We called Jimmy's line earlier and left a message, and we got this hilarious
Boys
transcript
have
back.
A penis, girls have a vagina.
So we're just trying to see if you get a transcript
I've
heard
of
this. That before. So that was from.
Did you know that?
Please fondle my bum.
Please fondle my buttocks.
I protest. I am not a merry man.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. That's probably the best.
That is a good one. It's funny because these are old WAV files I have from like the mid-90s.
Oh, you transferred those to the new computer?
Yeah. In fact, this is a Linux computer I just threw together.
It's from Linux.
For the sound effects and stuff. And I just copied over all these. I've been copying these WAV files since the
That's
early
a laptop.
90s.
How long have you had that laptop?
That is a laptop.
It's a laptop, baby.
Sharp eye.
No, I'm saying, I didn't even know you had laptop. How many laptops? How many computers?
Check out the big brain on Elon Musk here.
Elon Musk.
Hey,
he's smoking.
That's a coffee table. This is my dad's like old laptop from work. I just cleared it out.
Do you have any other laptops, or is that the only one?
I have a tablet, but Adam's got that on his sleepover right now.
When we go to England, like Jesse's blowing his nose.
I'm sorry. There's some kind of
No, it's cool, man.
Allergen.
Oh, he's dying.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
Yo!
So when we go to England.
Yeah, when we go to England, I might buy a tablet because I don't want to bring my laptop for two reasons. One reason, I don't really want to have my laptop.
That's reason number one.
Carrying it around Europe or England.
I think we're going to bring a Kindle or two.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, what I might want to do is just Kindle buy a tablet fire. So I can go online and check stuff and chat with people.
but
watch,
also
pornography.
Yeah, stuff like that. You know, I got to have that with me. But tablets, are they really expensive?
No.
So you can you get one with those little like keyboards that come out that you can type?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, usually you get the keyboard as an attachment.
But does it is it annoying? Does the keyboard actually work well?
It depends on the tablet and on the keyboard.
See, I'd have to try it.
Some of them are like, if you get a small tablet, the keyboard's going to be all tiny.
Yeah. No, I want to have like a basically a tablet, not quite that big, but you know.
Well, the Microsoft Surface and the iPads are more much more expensive, but then you can get a nice keyboard for them that actually is like, it, my Surface is basically, it's a laptop. It's effectively
That's
a
what
laptop.
I'm saying. How much is, or
your
one of those?
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options,
when we
press
go to
4.
England,
to
we should
fax, press 6.
We should add everybody to the England chat, and then we can all
Dan,
chat on that.
I accidentally pushed the repeat.
Jesse,
oh no! Playing it back,
so we could Patrick share all our pictures
Ireland.
On there.
We are hanging out at Patrick's house, and we are.
Well, see, now here's a problem because I accidentally pushed the playback.
Can you just press 1 again?
I don't know because 1 is what made it play back.
Press 1. Press 1.
Jerry.
There's the beep.
Oh no! It just starts it over again. Was 2 deliver?
I think 2 was to erase and re-record.
What was 3 then?
4 was 4 was more options on Jimmy's.
Let's erase and re-record.
Your message has been sent.
Oh, okay.
I pushed the pound button.
Oh, pound. Okay.
Ah, the pound.
I mean, if we needed to, we could just send another.
Yeah, we could call back.
Call him back.
I'm all for calling Will Mitchell, and I think Will Mitchell, when he listens to this, will be sad that we didn't call him.
When he listens to this.
Because he won't know what he was doing at that time.
Or will he be happy?
He'll probably
wake his ass up.
Oh, that's a good point. He actually has a life.
Well, he might be on vacation.
Well, he was in Canada last week. Oh, he might still be in Canada.
He may still be in Canada.
We don't bother.
Canada
could be down here.
Activity.
Oh, yeah, he goes up there for a while. No, we shouldn't call him.
It's a different time zone.
Yeah.
They don't accept American calls anymore.
Well, that means it would automatically go to voicemail, too. You guys
managed to kill just about everyone else, but like a poor marksman, you keep missing the target.
You see, in Canada, it's only like 10:42.
Yeah, so we're being less rude than if we called an hour from now. That makes no sense.
Oh, Uncle Gadget, I'm coming!
I forgot about that one.
Good stuff. Play some Wesley Willis, yo.
Bring him some water! Water my ass! Bring this guy some Pepto-Bismol!
I forgot how frantic he is.
Since Mike isn't here, we can watch like Diane Board videos.
We can watch whatever we want.
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, Mike gets freaked out.
Mike ain't here to tell us what to do.
For real.
Turn this shit off.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Wait, so Jimmy, why doesn't Jimmy like answer the phone? Is he busy?
Yeah, he's out of town. I think he's with his dad.
Oh, okay.
So
his dad's uncle died at 101.
101?
They're like in a hotel.
So
probably.
Jimmy's never going to die.
Well, that was his uncle.
But
he might die. He could get in a car accident.
Well, he's got the good genes.
He could get hit by a train.
Potentially. Yes.
Well, don't you have good genes? You've got like your grandfather lived into his 90s, didn't he?
This guy's got the best.
Yeah,
genes.
He lived to be 90. Yes.
90 is a good age. That's how
And he was not, you know, he wasn't doing so great at 90. Natalie's grandfather is like 92, 93.
Would you
and
rather?
He's doing all right. Like,
you know what you got to do is you and Natalie have to have a baby in like 5 years. And then that baby has to have a baby when he's 90. And then you'll have a grandson who's alive.
So you're saying
in
they have
20,
to have a boy.
23. 22. Well, it could be a girl.
That would be awesome.
I'm pretty sure soon it'll
you
be like
a grandchild.
You'll be able to do cloning and stuff.
No, but I'm saying like he could have a biological, old-fashioned way.
Biological,
grandson,
old-fashioned.
Like
fashion.
John fucking Tyler.
Yeah. Like, so what is.
Come on
how
down
long
and
ago
get
was
your
1841?
Biological baby.
It was a long fucking time ago.
So. 50, 60, 70. So let's, what's, that was 160 years ago, 170 years ago.
170 years
ago. So we're talking about in the year 2175, you'll have a living grandchild.
You will have a living grandchild doing all sorts of things.
No, sir.
It could happen.
Living grandchild.
Maybe 2141. Let's
just go with that. At this rate, though, Daniel, at this rate, you are probably going to be the one to have the child at 90.
Yeah, I do want to. I do. Well, the thing is, like Jesse doesn't want kids. Like the thing is, I wouldn't mind having kids, but you can't do that alone.
Yeah, you can. Just well, go. You go adopt a kid. Go
I don't want to do that. Yeah, I'd rather have like my own. You know,
we could
kid.
Adopt you.
Yeah. Know. Okay. I'll be part of the Knight family.
Wait, that doesn't work.
You'd be a grand.
You're like older than your mom. Like,
yeah, it wouldn't make sense.
Yes. It's a paradox.
It's a paradox. It's a paradox.
Total paradox.
Yeah.
It's a pair of ducks. It's a pair of ducks.
Well, one of these days. I mean, I know that
stupid
like...
stupid-ass sentences I strung together.
Well, some people have... you just have to get a younger woman. You know, that's all it is.
that's all you got to do.
What?
Well, you can't...
That's
I
all
mean,
you
got
to do.
Well,
all
Janet Jackson...
is get a younger woman.
Janet Jackson had a baby at 50.
Yes.
And Rachel Weisz is in her late 40s, and she just got pregnant.
Yes.
But these people, they probably have, like...
That's not a good idea. Though.
They have lots of money.
Well, yeah, they have lots of money.
They have lots of medical care.
Exactly.
They have lots of eggs.
Yeah, so in your 30s is probably... 40s, you can do it, but 30s is probably the best time, right? 20s, 30s.
You shouldn't... Yeah.
20s, 30s, teens.
Well, as far as the female...
Make some babies.
Female end of it.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, when you shouldn't really try to have a kid in your 40s.
Well,
if you can help it.
The kid might be real messed up.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
I mean,
there's a higher probability than... You know.
But why don't you just go around? You're on Tinder, right?
I mean, I might have kids out there somewhere.
Why don't you on your bio...
I mean, I might have biological children somewhere, but that's not the same thing as being a father.
You want to have... Yeah.
But I'd like to have a biological child...
So why don't you just adopt a child then?
Well, because I'd like to have a biological child of my own.
Yeah. I'd like to. I'd like to have a biological child.
Find
I'd like to be married.
Girl that's
I'd like to be
100%
well, if
Jewish.
I wouldn't,
30.
If I married a chick, right, and she wanted to adopt, I'd be fine with that.
If I did it.
But I wouldn't
OJ
adopt
Simpson.
A
no,
child.
Don't marry a chick. Just have a baby.
Just have a baby.
Well,
a
that's
girl.
The point.
That's the modern way to do it.
Well, because that's the only way. Because here's the deal. Like, if I had, I don't want to get married, but I don't have a partner or a wife or like a significant other, I'm not adopting as a single guy. I just wouldn't
do
that.
No, they're not going to do that.
And they wouldn't like you to.
You're not allowed to.
I wouldn't want to, even if I could.
I think you're allowed to. I think it's.
I'm sure you can. I mean,
you can be like, I live at home with my folks.
Right, yeah. I can't support the child.
They're not going to let him.
Okay? Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Like, there's some kids, they need a home. I mean.
So the thing is, like, the only way I would adopt a child is if I had a significant other, a wife, who really wanted to do that, but I don't want to get married. So the only way for me to have a kid is to, like, have a woman deal with me long enough for me to impregnate her.
They're not going
to
let you adopt if you're not married either, probably.
How long? We don't, I mean, we
well,
don't, we're not living in a Christian nightmare just yet. I think you can, like,
yeah, I think I need to,
agree, but I'm just saying, there's some kids that they're going to be like, you can take him.
Well, look at, you know, like Kurt Russell has.
He's not going to get the cream of the crop, probably.
Right. Well, no, here's the thing. I need to be able to bond with a woman for at least 5 years because I got to get her pregnant, and then the kid has to bond with me for at least the first few years of his life or her life. Because otherwise, like the kid, like, okay, you know, Kurt Russell's, Goldie Hawn's kids with her first husband, they consider Kurt Russell to be their father. They're like, we don't even know our biological
and
father.
That would be your concern, is that your partner would date.
Well, just be,
like,
she'd
Kurt
be done
Russell.
With me because I'm a
like,
maniac.
Is that like Kate Hudson?
Yeah, Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson's father is some actor named something Hudson, and her brother is Hudson, and they're like, they were adopted basically by Kurt Russell. They were basically her. That was her. Their father figure from age 4.
That's,
you know,
great.
So they're like, we
that's
don't know her by like
a father figure.
So like Kurt Russell is their father, and they have a half brother that Goldie Hawn had.
I don't see any problem with that.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, I don't want to be that guy who has the biological kid who has no relationship with.
Yeah,
the kid.
But why don't you be the second guy? I mean, the first. Yeah, the second guy. Why don't you be Kurt Russell?
Why
would you imagine yourself as the no name loser
be
actor?
Kurt
why don't
Russell.
You imagine yourself as the?
That's a good point.
As the famous actor.
No, I would get with a woman who had kids if I knew I could probably have a kid with her, or if I fell in love, I'd be with anybody. I mean, I don't care if they have three
if
kids.
If I fell in love, I'd be.
If
with
I was
anybody.
In love, I
don't
be,
fall in love. Just find somebody, have a kid, and be done with.
I'm with Jesse,
but with well, that's the thing. You gotta they have to stick around long enough that I can bond with the kid to a certain
right.
extent.
Oh yeah.
But I have
no.
legal visiting
second,
rights.
You should be the second person.
It will
be the
a,
second person.
It will be a continuing relationship, but you won't be like married to the person.
Would it be? Would it be?
We're already knowing this isn't going to work for
no,
me.
No, no. But would it be effectively the same for you if you had biological children with one woman, who,
yeah.
and then you no longer had a relationship with those children? Certainly not a meaningful one.
Right.
But
yeah.
Simultaneously, or in serial,
yeah.
Like right after that, you married into a family that already had kids. They were young, but they imprinted on you.
I would
so
be okay
like,
with that.
You'd be okay as long as
yeah.
you
yes.
have biological kids and you have kids
yeah.
that you're actually fathering.
I'd actually, that would be the ultimate, that'd be the best scenario
you
for
see,
me.
You see, there's another, that's another
that would be,
route to take.
That would be a good route to take.
That's the
some
exact, you know what?
Mothers
well,
there,
that's my right? grandfather. My mother's father, who we were talking about, who is part Jewish by birth, he died when she was 12. So her mom remarried, and that's the only grandfather I know. And he's got like kids from a previous marriage.
But they're, you know, so it's like a big family and everybody, you know, but I consider my uncle, they're not blood related to me, but they're that's my Uncle Mike. That's Neil's son who they've been married. My grandparents were married long before I was born.
So you got to find some chick in her 20s that's got some kid or a kid or two. And
like, I don't
like
know.
A single mother. And then like,
well, I want to impregnate a woman and have biological kids.
Her.
Right. Yeah, well, I want to have adopted kids and biological kids. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, whatever that scenario was that Patrick explained, it was.
I think we've discovered a you potentially. I don't want to say unique because I think this exists elsewhere, but a rarer form of mid-Atlantic white privilege.
Fear of intimacy.
This is a gentleman, a very smart and talented and capable gentleman who currently lives at home with not only his parents, but with his two brothers who also live at home.
And one of them has two sons.
One of them has two sons. And his ideal scenario is to have biological children with whom he has no relationship.
No! Okay, that sounds terrible. No
father to some other.
No, 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 no. Here, I need to. I need to clear this up.
You have no blame. No. You don't. You can't be blamed for your bio kids mess ups from the genes, and you can't be blamed. You can blame all the problems you're the kids you raise have.
That's looking at it from a very macro perspective.
Yes, that's my job.
My point was to say that my goal would be to be with a woman and have a relationship with her and my biological kids, whether we're married or not, whatever. But that would be the goal. So I'm going for that, but I'm such a maniac, I don't think that is possible. So you know what I'm saying? Like, so like after that goes to shit and I've got my two biological kids that I'm going to be supporting financially and have a relationship with.
But just one.
Maybe one. Okay, who knows? This is not, who knows? The point is like my goal would be to have a normal relationship with a nice woman that we get along and we have kids. That would be the goal. But I don't know if that is in the cards. So my best case scenario is that she puts up with me for 5 years, so I have some kind of, you know, relationship with our biological kids. And then after that, I'm going to say fuck
it. And then you somehow make a break with these kids and speak with them again?
No, no, I'm speaking with them. I'm like have joint custody. They're my kids.
But she gives great helmet.
this is a bizarre conversation. I think I don't know, man.
So what else you got going on?
I don't know. I'm out of... Oh, man. I'm out of my mind.
You're out of your mind.
This girl I was dating in 2009 just had a kid, and I was so happy for her. She married... Her husband, who she married, had three sons.
This is a real Brady Bunch.
Yeah, so now she's
situation.
So there's four sons in the house now. They live down in Richmond, you know?
That's just way too many people.
Yeah, but she was... She didn't think she was going to have kids, and she was like, oh, I'm knocked up, and I the beautiful boy, you know?
Everyone should not have children and then, like, go out and, like, sort of randomly cull someone from the population. And
wow.
And then, like, we won't have a population problem as much in the future.
Jesse does not want kids.
No, there's another... There's a
That's all right.
There's an alternative, and the alternative is... I mean, one way to go is no kids and culling.
Yeah.
That's one option to reduce the population. The other population is educating women. That's the other.
Like, that's a better one.
When you educate women.
About what?
The TFR, the total fertility rate, the TFR goes down.
Ah.
Not about, you just educate women.
About engineering or physics?
About whatever they want.
Cultures where there's a correlation with evidence of causation between increased levels of education for women and lowering of birth rate. Other things as well.
Yeah.
But like education is the fulcrum, because once you have education, then you have women who want to work and vote and participate civically and gain power and do all the other things. And you need fewer children, basically, the richer you are.
Well, that's what Idiocracy has at the beginning, where he has like the dumb football guy, like, I'm gonna fuck all you, you know, and then like the one guy, the couple that's highly educated, like, well, we're waiting, and then it turns out I can't have children, and he, you know, and it's like, so those brilliant people don't procreate, and this fucking moron has like 10 kids, you know.
The problem is, the only problem with I really like Idiocracy, but there is a the flaw in that is, it's an interesting flaw, because the flaw in that is the assumption that like the dumb jock guy who
ow,
like,
my balls.
Yeah, who gets his like testicles sheared off and sewn back on by the intelligent doctor person.
Yeah.
But is that they don't produce like that smart genes don't pass through those lines because they can. Like randomly, like you'll still have like smart people
oh, right.
born.
Yeah, I know it's obviously well the guy made up Beavis and Butthead, I mean, which is actually pretty dead on
yeah,
for like our generation.
King
so.
Of the Hill.
Yeah, that one definitely sticks stands.
Beavis and Butthead, yeah. That's the theme.
I was
song
just reading about. I was reading in this book about how like you know when you're in utero, the baby's in utero. How if the mom is starved, the kid for life is going to be fucked up. So basically, stuff that happens in utero during pregnancy will affect the child for the rest
of
their life.
100%.
Because there was they were talking about how the Dutch starvation, basically at the end of World War II, there was like a starvation winter. Where the Dutch were trying to like help the Allies, and then the Nazis like cut off their food supply, so people were literally starving to death. So women during that period of time who were pregnant had babies that like later on in life had you know issues with like you know diabetes and
oh,
yeah, it's pretty amazing. Yes, is that the crickets? Or you're getting boring.